Building Family Support. In this module, we will discuss building family support. Families are first responders' largest social support group, and any all-inclusive behavioral health access program will adopt, include, and utilize this under-resourced group in their organizational plan. The objectives of this toolkit module are to learn about common challenges to building family support programs, gain information about best practices, resources, and existing first responder family training, explore ideas and strategies that may fit within your department, and obtain additional resources for first responder family members. The responsibilities of first responders' family members differ from those working in other professions. Therefore, creating family support in your department can significantly improve mental health outcomes for the first responder. However, there are several challenges and gaps that this group faces, including 1. A lack of regular communication. Often, families have no direct communication from their first responders' organization. During times of high stress, like difficult responses their loved one is on, families generally must rely on media or word-of-mouth information for updates. This can lead to a host of issues. 2. Informal, unmonitored family peer support groups. These include communication through social media and group messaging through available cell phone apps. While this form of peer-to-peer interaction is not all bad, unless closely monitored, family members have self-reported issues such as cliques among individuals, conversations about topics that the department would not condone, and the disbursement of inaccurate information. This can lead to higher rates of mental health challenges for first responder families. 3. There is a lack of organizational buy-in regarding supporting first responder families, the largest social support group of first responders. Families are usually only considered when dealing with a department tragedy. By implementing a family support component of a behavioral health access program, families are proactively made part of the solution to improve mental wellness. 4. The complete absence of engagement and educational opportunities for the first responder family. The more we teach our families, the better prepared they are to support their first responder and other first responder peer family members. They should be made part of the solution. 5. The inability to identify or access department, local, state, national benefits and resources for first responders. 6. Lack of formalized peer support training for first responder families can pose challenges and risks. Often, family members go to other family members to talk, but many of them don't have formalized peer support training, so they do not know how to identify someone who needs help. Now that common challenges in developing a family support and behavioral health access programs have been identified, let's cover best practices for creating your family peer support network. Throughout this module, you will be provided with information on how to develop and implement a standard operating procedure for family support, some advice on how to disseminate information to families of your members, how to find and provide education to your members, what formalized peer support training for families consists of, how to gain access to a network of family peers to support each other, and finally, additional resources for family support.